This morning's reflections come from the youth in our Coming of Age program. For those of you who have, those youth will share their credos with us and also share a selected hymn from our tradition. If you've never written a credo before, it is a personal belief statement. As Unitarian Universalists, we don't have a specific creed that we require all congregants to follow. So as part of our Coming of Age service, we ask that each of our youth write their own personal I believe statements. You are invited, as you are willing and able, to stand and sing along during the traditional music. I would like to invite our first youth, Catherine, up to read her credo.
Hello. My name is Catherine, and my pronouns are she, her. As a Unitarian Universalist, we use many different sources to gain spiritual understanding, including words and deeds of prophetic people. As a teenager, I acknowledge that I'm still learning and growing from those around me. Since I haven't explored all my beliefs yet, I look to others for inspiration. I believe that art is intertwined with the science of earth. I think that the purpose of art ranges from making a statement to appreciating the pure aesthetic of beauty. When making art, there's a science behind it, from the formulas used to make paint and pigment to the engineering it takes to create an instrument. Art is derived from nature. I believe that growth and transformation are both desirable and possible. I think that for individuals, growth can be scary because we don't believe that support systems exist. But I believe that in order to partake in growth, it is crucial to build support in order to succeed in personal transformation. And then Renee Castle said that there are many paths to all universal truths. And something I appreciate about Unitarian Universalism is that our religion does not force one path or viewpoint for how to understand the world. I appreciate not only that this community has given me the freedom to explore different paths, but also learn from the paths of people in the congregation who are different from my own. And now, mindful of our wide range of abilities as humans, I invite you to rise in body and in spirit and sing number 1015, I Know I Can. We've adapted the words for gender inclusivity and the word. And the words will be up on the screens. If you're using hymnals, it's the teal one.
Our next youth, Logan Sadish, has chosen to present his credo as a pre-recorded video, which will be played on the screen.
From a young age, I knew about God and especially Christianity. Well, I always knew about the idea of God that Christianity has spread across the world. I personally never believed in the idea of God. I would consider myself an atheist. Even if I don't believe in God, I do believe that there is something after we die. I'm not sure if there is some type of formal afterlife or if we get reborn in some way. I'm not sure what form this would take, and I think all possibilities are equally likely. I'm not sure what we do in this life affects what comes after. To be honest, it's not something I think about unless someone else brings it up. I would say I don't agree with most religions, but I do think the best thing about being religious is it gives you something to work for, because you know what's expected. If you live your life the way your religion says, you will be rewarded. I get my sense of morals from the people around me, especially my parents. I hardly ever do anything without asking my dad. I go to him with anything new I'm dealing with or any questions I have. While I talk to my peers, I usually don't go to them for advice on morality because I want to talk to someone with more life experience I can trust. While I don't always agree with my dad, I can appreciate those differences. I think we are who we are as a collection of our experiences and the people and society we surround ourselves with. To me, Unitarian Universalists are a collection of outcasts. We are the people who walk all forms. We are from all walks of life who have been rejected or didn't fit in anywhere else. We are all different, but we all want to come together to create something bigger than ourselves, to belong to something. I think so many of us have been rejected by official organizations that we felt we wanted to form our own community. It's a little chaotic and the people are all a little weird, but that's what I like about it.
Our next youth, Miles Simpson, has asked his dad, Mike, to read his credo for him. Although Mike will be reading in the first person, these are Miles' words.
Hello, my name is Mike, my pronouns are he and his, and I'm reading the credo that my son Miles has written. His pronouns are also he and his. Last year I attended coming of age at this church, James Reed. I learned a lot and got to have a lovely conversation with my mentor, Virginia. Virginia has attended James Reed Church for a while and she has had quite a bit to share about how her beliefs have changed over the years. When she was younger, she had pride in her nationality. Teenage years, she valued her relationships with her peers and friends. Her current core beliefs focus primarily on responsibility, but she takes joy in feeling connected to the people she cares about and the world around her. She enjoys churches that can make her feel connected. I can relate to Virginia's beliefs in her teenage years as I primarily value my relationships too. I don't value my relationships with my peers quite as much as I value my relationships with my family. I feel a lot of joy in being around my family, and I believe a strong relationship with your loved ones can be one of the most important things. I do value my relationships with my family a lot, but I also believe that having a strong relationship with yourself is also important. I always try to treat myself with respect. I know that having boundaries is okay. It's important to know how to make myself feel comfortable and safe, just as I try to make others feel safe and comfortable. These are what matter to me. I try my best to follow these values, even when it's difficult. I love those close to me, and I know the importance of treating them with respect.
Our final youth, Senna Pfeiffer, while completing the program and writing her credo, has chosen not to share her credo with the congregation and to thank her mentor, Susan, privately. As Unitarian Universalists, we acknowledge that faith and beliefs can be deeply personal. As our opening song acknowledges, we ask everyone to come whoever you are, including not just the worshipers, but also the lovers of weeping. It is also important to remember that the credos shared here today are only the beginning, not the end of our youth spiritual journey, and that like all of us, they will continue to grow and change throughout our lives. I would now like to invite our mentors, Virginia Harrison, Josie Lugo, and Susan Protovsky, to join me here on the pulpit. Kelly Kearns also served as a mentor, but is out of town this week. Throughout the year, each of our youth has been paired with a mentor from the congregation. This partnership allows youth to explore their faith and the UU principles with an adult from the congregation outside of their parents or guardians. The youth and I are incredibly grateful for the time and energy of these mentors and would like to extend our deepest thanks for helping our youth through this beautiful but at times challenging process of coming of age. In order to symbolize that something can be both beautiful and perhaps a little thorny or challenging.
A little top heavy.
I would like to present each of you with a sapling, which I'm sure you will nurture just as much as you've nurtured our youth. Thank you all so much for all that you have done for both this congregation and for our youth. I would now like to invite our youth up to the chancel as well. In our faith tradition, when we dedicate our children, we give them a rose with the thorns removed. This is because as guardians and stewards of these young children, we want to protect them from the harms of the world, even as we help them to experience its beauty. Now we welcome our youth to a new phase of their journey and recognize that they have grown and matured, and we are giving them a second rose, this time with the thorns intact. We recognize that while we can no longer shield them from the fact that life, while full of beauty, also contains pain, and that it will be up to them to avoid getting stuck by its thorns. As I call your name, please come up to accept your votes. Catherine Armenia Quillen. Logan Sadich. Emma Stips. Although Senna is not here today, I will be giving her a rose privately. Congratulations to our youth for both completing this coming of age program and also for taking the next step in your journey to adulthood.